Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work.
Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work.
Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work.
Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show on the program. I have him back on, Nick Agar-Johnson. Nick is the co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast with Tyler Metcalf, and he's a writer for No Ceilings, hashtag basketball, and Nets Republic. We preview the 2022 NBA playoffs second-round matchups, and we also talk about the first-round playoff matchups that caught our attention. Nick is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work.
Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work.
Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work.
Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Peak Performance knows that, according to studies, nearly 30 million men suffer from ED and won't do anything about it. Maybe they're afraid the solution will be painful. Maybe they don't react well to medication. Maybe they're afraid it won't work. Don't be part of that 30 million. Call 1-800-210-8181. That's 1-800-210-8181. Or visit peakperformanceformen.com. Peak Performance. Man at his peak.
If your litter box could talk, what would it say to you? Good morning, lovely day, isn't it? Or perhaps, what's up with all the clay dust and chemicals you're laying on me and the cat? If that's the case, consider World's Best Cat Litter. It's virtually dust-free, quick clumping, and lasts twice as long as clay litter. And because it's made from corn, it's chemical-free and a naturally safe choice. World's Best Cat Litter, the number one selling natural litter brand for a reason.
People of Louisiana, Caesars Sportsbook is giving out first bet insurance for all new users, up to $1,100. Download the app and use promo code RadioCZR and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. But if not, you'll get your wager back as a free bet. Must be 21 and physically present in Louisiana. Permit pending in Horseshoe, Bossier City. Not available in prohibited parishes. New users only. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Paid as a single bet credit. Must be used within 14 days. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work. Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work. Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Especially Powell when the shot went up by Donovan, but quickly able to retain it and put it in for a nice little two-point shot inside.
First shot attempt, Doncic. This season, in this series, 18 per day. Doncic got the body bump and gets it to go. It rattles home. He was looking for a call. Turnover, Hernan Gomez, two-on-one developing. He's going to do it himself. Blocked by Doncic. Gets back defensively. Leak out. Dinwiddie. Pump fake and all alone for two.
9 times out of 10, they're going to call that.
Brunson's got 20 points to lead the Mavs. Doncic. Oh, yeah. Doncic. Finney Smith trying to quiet the crowd. He does. Not alone on a triple. Doncic, hesitation, corner, Brunson, he's got it! Jalen Brunson with a rainbow three!
I mean, it's great, man. I'm really happy to get back first round. The last 2 years were tough, but you know, I think we learned something from the last year. It was a suffering game. Utah played their ass off, and respect to them, they have a great team. But I'm just happy we got past this first round, man.
Oh, wow. Welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio was courtesy of the National Basketball Association, the NBA and TNT, Turner Sports, and Dallas Mavericks guard Luka Doncic and also guard Jalen Brunson in action against the Utah Jazz in Game 6 of the first round of the 2022 NBA playoffs. And Luka used some very colorful language at the end to describe the play of the Utah Jazz. Of course, Utah giving them a fight, but in the end it was the Dallas Mavericks that would win their first round playoff series. To talk, just give us a brief overview of what he felt about the first round of the 2022 NBA playoff matchups, as well as a preview of the conference semifinals in both the Eastern and the Western Conference. We want to welcome him back to the program, Nick Agard-Johnson. Nick, welcome back, my man.
Thank you for having me back, Ed. Always fun to talk basketball with you, and obviously it's an exciting time of year as we're progressing towards the later rounds of the NBA playoffs.
Oh, you got that right. And, Nick, we're going to preview the second-round matchups in just a moment, but I want to talk just briefly about the first-round matchups. Nick, it's been a long time since we've had an exciting first round of playoff matchups like this in the NBA playoffs in quite some time. I want to ask you, what were some of the moments that caught your eye during the first round of the 2022 NBA playoffs?
I think the moments that really caught my eye the most were in the Memphis Grizzlies-Minnesota Timberwolves series. You know, it was a 2-7 matchup, so clearly Memphis was heavily favored. But Minnesota played really great basketball throughout that series that ended up going to 6 games. And after the Timberwolves won the first game, it looked like the Grizzlies might be in trouble a little bit. And that series was really a breakout performance for Anthony Edwards, who was absolutely spectacular. And, of course, Ja Morant building on the spectacular season he's had, helping out the Memphis Grizzlies. But really the most impressive Grizzly, I think, in the opening round series was Desmond Bane, who absolutely helped to carry this Memphis team into the second round where they are now. So definitely the series that intrigued me the most was that 2-7 matchup on the Western Conference side. And then on the Eastern Conference side, the 76ers-Toronto Raptors matchup I thought was really intriguing. That was the one series in the Eastern Conference that ended up going to 6 games. And even though it was a 4-5 matchup, it definitely seemed like the 76ers had the upper hand coming into the series. But the Raptors really battled after they went down 3-0 in that series. And I thought it was a really impressive performance from the young core that the Raptors have, alongside, of course, a really, really great performance from Pascal Siakam that unfortunately wasn't enough to carry the Raptors into the next round. But definitely the Memphis-Minnesota series on the Western Conference side and the Philadelphia-Toronto series on the Eastern Conference side were the most intriguing series, in my mind, of the first round.
You know, I want to bring up another intriguing matchup, Nick. The Phoenix Suns and the New Orleans Pelicans. One of your favorite players, Chris Paul, he shined bright in this series, especially in the last 2 games, games 5 and game 6. But in my opinion, we saw an awakening. We saw a new era. We saw a team emerge into the national landscape, and that's the New Orleans Pelicans, especially with Brandon Ingram and C.J. McCollum and those stars that emerged like Jose Alvarado and Herbert Jones and, of course, Jonas Valanciunas and Larry Nance Jr. Give me your take on the Suns-Pelicans series and the New Orleans franchise going forward and learning from this series.
Absolutely. That was an incredibly impressive series from the New Orleans Pelicans. And heading into that series, I thought that New Orleans would be lucky to win one game just because the Phoenix Suns were really the most dominant team in the NBA all season long. And yet this young and upcoming Pelicans team just really battled it out with the Phoenix Suns. And they gave more minutes to rookies in that first-round series than every other team in the first round. And I think it actually ended up being more minutes going to rookies than any other team combined throughout the first round of the playoffs. And Jose Alvarado, as you mentioned, just a wonderful, wonderful story. Someone who was undrafted, who didn't have a spot in the NBA until partway through the season for New Orleans, and someone who has just absolutely proven himself as someone who can be a rotation guard in the NBA and just defensive menace and someone who you can always trust to make the effort plays. And in a similar vein, Herbert Jones has been one of the most impressive defenders in the NBA this year, let alone one of the most impressive rookie defenders I've seen in a long time. And the two of them as young guns for New Orleans, alongside obviously the star duo of Brandon Ingram and C.J. McCollum, they were incredibly impressive in that series. And Phoenix ended up winning a lot due to the heroics of Chris Paul, especially down the stretch run of the games in that series. But what a wonderful performance from the New Orleans Pelicans. And definitely given how the season started for the Pelicans, it was a completely different story by the end of the year. And they're definitely a team that will be dangerous in the years to come. And they've already proven that they're a dangerous team given how much trouble they gave Phoenix in the opening round of the Western Conference playoffs.
This summer is going to be an interesting summer for New Orleans. Zion Williamson is expected to be due the rookie Supermax extension. He's already told the Pelicans that, and he's told me several media outlets, he plans to sign the rookie Supermax, similar to what Luka did a year or two ago. Do you think, in your opinion, Nick, do you think that if this is a two-part question. If Zion is healthy, do you think the Pelicans will be a playoff team, not just a play-in team, but a playoff team next year with him in the lineup? And even if he's not healthy, do you still see the Pelicans as being a playoff team, earning a playoff spot for next year with just Brandon and CJ?
So I think that New Orleans has a really good shot at a playoff berth next year, even without Zion. I mean, the trade deadline for them was obviously huge, with CJ McCollum in particular coming to New Orleans. But really, they were a team that, other than a 1-12 start, which obviously wasn't great, other than that 1-12 start, they were really good down the stretch run of the season. And ultimately, when you're looking forward to next year, the team is going to be much more like the team that played down the stretch run of the season than the team that sort of started out the season struggling. The Zion question is very interesting. I think if he's healthy, New Orleans pretty much has to offer him the Supermax, just because when Zion was healthy, he was one of probably the 10 best players in the NBA, maybe even one of the 5 best players in the NBA, honestly. And the fact that the Pelicans made it as far as they did through the play-in and into the playoffs to Phoenix a tough fight in that first round all without Zion is incredibly impressive. So I think that they have a decent chance of making the playoffs as opposed to the play-in, even if Zion does not return healthy next season. But if Zion does come back healthy and plays anything like the Zion that we saw playing last season, then I think this New Orleans team is a pretty clear playoff contender.
All right, fair enough. And let's move along now to the second round of the NBA playoffs. We have the conference semifinals. Let's start with, on the Eastern Conference, the number one seed, Miami Heat, going up against the fourth seed, Philadelphia 76ers. First for the Heat, I mean, they rocked and rolled their way to the second round. In the first round series, they had no problems taking care of Trae Young, John Collins, and the Atlanta Hawks. Kyle Lowry suffered an injury throughout this series. But, hey, when you've got Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson, Bam Adebayo, and, of course, Gabe Vincent stepped up in a major way in this series. Again, Jimmy Butler was hurt throughout the Atlanta series. They could get him back for this series against Philly. Meanwhile, we know Joel Embiid, developing story, orbital bone fracture, mild concussion. He's expected to miss at least the first couple of games in this series. So it's going to fall on James Harden, and James Harden is due a big Supermax deal. But at the end of the season or by this summer, he's due the Supermax deal, and you got Tyrese Maxey. Give me your thoughts on the Miami and Philadelphia series.
So the biggest question right now, I think, for this series is with Jimmy Butler, who's listed as questionable. In the 4 games that he played against the Atlanta Hawks, he was transcendent. He scored 30 points a game, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, almost 3 steals, made 44% of his triples, 54% field goal percentage total. He just had an absolutely monster series against the Hawks in round 1, and but is fully healthy by game 2, then I think that is really going to be important for Miami's chances in this series. Now, on the flip side, the Joel Embiid injury, I think, completely changes the tone of this series, because before he was injured, it was going to be a battle between two of the best centers in the NBA in Joel Embiid and Bam Adebayo. And with the orbital bone fracture and the concussion that Embiid is currently dealing with, there's currently no timeline for his return. That absence for Embiid, coupled with the fact that Jimmy Butler might actually be back, almost certainly it seems like he'll be there for game 2, I think that gives Miami a clear advantage in a series that might otherwise, I think, have been a little bit harder to call.
What's your take on James Harden? I know the pressure's got to be on him. Again, he's only been in Philly since the middle of February with the trade deadline, and people are still waiting for him to get back to the James Harden that we know, James Harden being an offensive machine. Again, as I mentioned earlier, this summer he's expected to get paid the over $200 million Supermax deal. How do you, in your opinion, Nick, how do you think James Harden will come alive in this series?
I think this series will be incredibly important, not just for James Harden's chances of signing the Supermax this summer, but really, this series is going to be a part of his legacy. Either way, if he ends up carrying the 76ers for long enough for Joel Embiid to come back, and if they end up making it to the Eastern Conference Finals, I think that will be a huge point in James Harden's favor, who, other than a couple of series early on in his career for the Thunder, he has really struggled throughout the playoffs. And this year has been concerning in the fact that he's looked a step slower than he had in previous years, and he was struggling with an injury in last year's playoffs for Brooklyn, which definitely made things harder for him in last year's playoffs. But even in the first round series for the 76ers, he was kind of up and down, and he will need to be very consistent anyway for this Sixers team, but especially he will need to be consistent with Joel Embiid sitting on the bench with that orbital bone fracture and concussion. It'll be very important for James Harden's future, not just for his sort of reputation in Philadelphia, for him to really put together a top-tier performance in this round against Miami. And honestly, even if the Sixers end up losing this series with Embiid sitting on the bench, I think that as long as Harden keeps it competitive and is sort of the star for the Sixers in this series, then he'll probably still be in line for that Supermax this summer. But Tyrese Maxey actually outscored him in that first-round series against Toronto. So really, if Tyrese Maxey ends up being the guard that sort of takes over for the Sixers in this series, it will definitely not look good for James Harden and for his chances of signing the deal that he wants to sign, presumably this summer.
All right, so the matchups as it stands, we've got South Beach versus Broad Street. Who do you like in this series between Miami and Philadelphia, and why? And how many games?
I think it's going to be Miami. I want to say 6 games. I think that Philadelphia will get one really good performance from Joel Embiid down the later games of the series, presuming he comes back by, say, games 4 or 5. And I think the fact that Miami is missing Kyle Lowry and they have a whole bunch of players listed as questionable, they are, I think, going to come out on top in the series. I think they're the better team overall, and especially I think they're the better team with Joel Embiid on the bench. But I think Philadelphia wins a game or two in the series. I don't think they get swept, but I think that it will probably end up being Miami in 5 or 6 games, and I'm going to say Miami in 6 for this one.
All right, so Nick says Miami will beat Philadelphia in 6 games. And let's move along now to the other playoff series in the Eastern Conference, the number 2 seed Boston Celtics going up against the 3rd seed Milwaukee Bucks. So game 1, the defending champions, they handled their business. And a gentleman by the name of Giannis Antetokounmpo, of course a 2-time league MVP, also a finals MVP, came in and he did what Giannis did best. Took advantage of the situation, not just rebounding, but doing his thing with the out, you know, getting outside shots as well. But Drew Holiday, again, this is where we really see the supporting cast step up. Drew Holiday played nicely. No Chris Middleton, but they've got Bobby Portis, who I've said has been an X factor for the Bucks as well, and also Pat Connaughton and a host of others for Milwaukee. Boston, we know about Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, the reigning defensive player of the year, Marcus Smart. And Boston's got to get it together for this series. So give me your take on the Boston and Milwaukee series.
So Milwaukee ended up winning game 1 of this series pretty comfortably, even though they were in Boston for that game. Milwaukee taking the first one, 101-89, and Giannis putting up a triple-double in that opening game. I think that the Celtics did struggle in game 1 with Milwaukee size and will continue to struggle throughout the series with Milwaukee size. Obviously, if you have Giannis Antetokounmpo on the court, you've got basically a 7-footer who alternates between center, power forward, and point guard, basically depending on the possession, which is hard for any team to guard, but is particularly hard for a Celtics team with Robert Williams sort of just coming back from injury in the opening round series, and Al Horford and Daniel Tice certainly not being at this point in their career of the same caliber as Giannis Antetokounmpo. So Milwaukee really sort of gave Boston difficulties down low in the first game of this series. And while I don't think it's going to be a Milwaukee sweep by any means, certainly Milwaukee has the advantage down low in the remaining games of this series.
All right. Give me your take on who will win this matchup and how many games and why.
I think that this one will go to the Bucks in 6. I think that Chris Middleton, who has been ruled out for the entirety of the second round series against the Celtics, him being absent for the entirety is going to be difficult for the Bucks, but ultimately they already have a 1-game advantage, and they won that opening game in Boston against the Celtics. So I think that Milwaukee, with their edge down low, with Giannis playing the way that he has all year long, and particularly in that opening game, with Drew Holiday continuing to be the defensive menace that he is while also contributing on the offensive end with his three-point shooting, I think that even without Chris Middleton on the floor for the Bucks, that they have the advantage over the Celtics, and Bobby Portis as well averaged 11 rebounds in that opening series against Toronto, despite only starting for the sixth game. I think that between Giannis and Brook Lopez, that Boston will continue to struggle to score in the paint and continue to struggle to snare rebounds. So ultimately, I think that Milwaukee takes this series, and I'm going to say that they take it in six games.
Brook Lopez is getting hot at the right time. He had been hurt for much of the season and even in the early part of the playoff run, but now he's really stepping into high gear, as you mentioned earlier, Nick. With they need his contributions in the paint and getting rebounds in the outside shooting throughout this series. So that takes care of the Eastern Conference matchups. Let's move along now to the Western Conference matchups. The number one seed Phoenix Suns going up against the fourth seed Dallas Mavericks. For the Phoenix Suns, what a series it was in the first round against the New Orleans Pelicans, the ageless wonder. We talk about him a lot. Chris Paul handling his business, also getting help from DeAndre Ayton, Jay Crowder, also Cam Johnson. Mikal Bridges really came of age in this series, and Devin Booker was hurt throughout much of the New Orleans series. They expect to have him back against the Mavericks in this series. And as for Dallas, they got over the hump big time, especially with Luka Doncic finally getting past the first round. Jalen Brunson came of age in the Utah series. The likes of Dorian Finney-Smith came up huge in this one, along with Spencer Dinwiddie. Just give me your thoughts on the series with Phoenix and Dallas.
Absolutely. So starting on the Dallas side, after two heroic performances by Luka Doncic in series losses against the Los Angeles Clippers in the first round of the playoffs, both last year and the year before. He did, as you mentioned, finally get over the hump in this series against Utah and help Dallas out by winning that series in six games. He played in the final three games, two of which were Dallas Mavericks victories. And he's someone who has been one of the rising stars in the NBA basically since his rookie season, honestly, and him making this next step in the playoffs into the second round is a huge moment for him. And unfortunately for him and the Dallas Mavericks, again, they're going up against a Phoenix Suns team that was really the best team in the NBA basically all season long, and they had a really hard-fought opening round series against the New Orleans Pelicans, which on the one side shows that, you know, the Suns can, in fact, be toppled. But on the flip side, I don't think the Suns are going to take their foot off the gas at all after that opening round series against the Pelicans that I'm certain was closer than they wanted it to be. So it'll be really interesting to see the Luka Doncic matchup versus Mikal Bridges, who, as you mentioned, had a spectacular opening round for the Phoenix Suns, including his first ever 30-point game in the playoffs. And he will almost certainly be tasked with the vast majority of the defensive responsibility on Luka Doncic. And Bridges is someone who was pretty close to being the Defensive Player of the Year. He was in the top five of the voting for Defensive Player of the Year this season. And he will definitely have a difficult task ahead of him with trying to control Luka Doncic in this series. But that in particular, I think, is going to be a really fun matchup to watch.
I want to stay with the matchups for a moment. Chris Paul going up against Luka Doncic. I mean, Chris Paul, again, he's found the fountain of youth since he's been in Phoenix. Luka is coming of age. What do you make of this matchup with CP3 going up against Luka?
It's very interesting because one of Luka's greatest gifts is that he plays such a controlled game even at his young age and really has since his rookie season, which, you know, on the one hand, it makes sense because he'd been a professional for a few years before he made it to the NBA. But on the flip side, it is also surprising to see a 23-year-old have such command over a playoff series. And, you know, with Chris Paul, you get the flip side of that. You get a 36-year-old ageless wonder veteran point guard who, once again, you know, when it comes down to crunch time, is one of the most reliable options in the NBA. And, you know, he made his first NBA Finals last year with the Suns, but they weren't able to overcome the Milwaukee Bucks in that final series. and especially after they really had a fear-inducing, I think, first-round series against the New Orleans Pelicans that was much closer than they wanted it to be, I think that Chris Paul is going to go into absolute overdrive in the series, and especially with Devin Booker expected to be healthy and playing in game one, the two of them are really going to show just what they showed last year, I think, you know, in that they are two spectacular guards who have really learned to work exceptionally well alongside each other. And the Chris Paul-Luka matchup is interesting on the sort of point guard playmaking front. It'll be interesting to see how much time Chris Paul spends on Luka Doncic versus Jalen Brunson and Spencer Dinwiddie, who I'm assuming will be his primary defensive assignments, with Mikal Bridges being sort of thrown on Luka. But down the stretch run of those games, it's going to be Chris Paul versus Luka Doncic, with some sprinkles certainly of Devin Booker in there, and, you know, maybe even a few games where Devin Booker is the one that takes over late. But ultimately, with Luka Doncic, you've got one of the rising young stars in the NBA who has proven himself in the clutch time and time again. And on the other side, you have Chris Paul, who, despite not making the NBA Finals until last year, has been an absolutely valiant warrior in every playoff that he's played in. And once again, in that opening round series, he continued to show that there are very few people in the world who you want to have the ball in their hands more down the stretch run of the fourth quarter.
All right, Nick, give me who wins the series and how many games and why.
I think that Phoenix takes this in six. I think that ultimately Dallas has enough in Luka and Jalen Brunson and Spencer Dinwiddie, mostly off the bench, to take a couple games from Phoenix. And I think that, you know, Phoenix showed in round one that if a team really plays a spectacular game and plays great together, that they can be beaten, even though they were the best team in the NBA this season by a pretty significant margin. They can be beaten if you approach it the right way. So I think Dallas will take a game or two in the series, but I think Phoenix, with Chris Paul and Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton and Mikal Bridges, Jay Crowder, Cam Johnson, just the entirety of their rotation, I think ultimately, even though the star power between Luka and either Devin Booker or Chris Paul, depending on who you think is the Suns' best player, Luka versus one of the two of them is, I think, going to be a very interesting matchup to try and get a handle on. But ultimately, I think that the combination of star guards that Phoenix has, along with their really well-put-together rotation, I think they have the edge in this series. But there's no doubt in my mind that Luka will absolutely take over one or two of these games and give Dallas the edge in those games. But I think that Phoenix has too much for them to overcome over the course of an entire series.
All right, that takes care of Phoenix and Dallas. And, Nick, you mentioned about the Memphis and the Minnesota series, how that captured your attention on the Western Conference side. Well, Memphis is going to be in another barn burner of a series against, the Golden State Warriors. Game one, Golden State won it in a very, very close margin, a very exciting game. The Golden State Warriors, we know about the championship pedigree with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and you can add an emerging star with Jordan Poole. As far as the Memphis Grizzlies is concerned, I mean, you talk about one heck of a young team, but a team that's on the rise. Jaren Jackson Jr., Brandon Clark, Dylan Brooks, Ryan Anderson, Desmond Bane, one of the premier shooters in the league, and, of course, Ja Morant. What more can you say about him? Just give me your thoughts on the Memphis and Golden State series.
That first game of the Golden State-Memphis series was just spectacular to watch, and Ja Morant put up an absolutely heroic effort, and unfortunately his layup attempt at the end of the game ended up not going in, and that was the one-point margin in this game between the two teams. And I think really you mentioned it up top, with the Golden State Warriors, you've got the championship pedigree. You know, you still got Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green in the fold, along with Andre Iguodala now back for the Warriors. Granted, he isn't quite the Andre Iguodala he was during the Warriors' first few championships, but, you know, they still have that sort of core of the four of them. And when you add in Jordan Poole to that, who is someone who has made an absolutely spectacular rise this season after really, really struggling in his first year in the NBA, and certainly was not someone who I would have thought would have been this successful at all in the NBA, much less this successful this young. It's a really exciting Warriors squad, but looking over at the Grizzlies side, I mean, the Phoenix Suns have a deep roster, but the Grizzlies also have a really, really deep roster. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, Desmond Bane had an awesome performance in round one for the Grizzlies. Ja Morant won Most Improved Player this year, and that was on the heels of a pretty spectacular sophomore season, just to sort of show how much he's grown, even though he was a spectacular player last year as well. And then you have Dylan Brooks, Brandon Clark, Jaren Jackson Jr., Kyle Anderson, Tyus Jones. I mean, you can just run down the list of players that this Grizzlies team can put out there on the court. I mean, Steven Adams has barely averaged 10 minutes a game in this series, and he started a couple of games for the Grizzlies in these playoffs. So they have a really, really deep team led by a rising superstar in Ja Morant. So even though Golden State might have the sort of championship core, their big three from that championship core still around, this Grizzlies team is just deep across every position and will give Golden State struggles, I think, throughout this round of the playoffs.
Wow, what an amazing start to this series between Memphis and Golden State. All right, the million-dollar question, Nick. I have to ask you this. Who wins the series and how many games and why?
This is the toughest one for me to call, and I think that seems even clearer to me after just how close the first game of this series was. I think that the Warriors will win this series in seven. I'm very close to siding with Memphis in this one, but ultimately I think when you have the playoff experience and playoff success of Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson in your camp, not to mention the sort of rising stardom of Jordan Poole, I think that the Warriors just have kind of experience and the right kind of playoff players to ultimately emerge victorious in this series. But as we saw in the first game, these two teams are very closely matched, and I think this will be a spectacularly fun series to watch. It's tough. I'm still struggling with it, even though I've already said Golden State and seven, just because these are two incredible teams that have very different strengths, and yet, as we saw in that first game, are two very, very closely matched squads. So I think ultimately the Warriors' experience, not to mention their one-game lead already at this point, having won the opening game of the series, I think Golden State will take this one in seven. But if the first game is any indication, this should be an absolutely spectacular series to watch. And if there are any series in this conference semifinals that go the full seven games, I think it'll be the Golden State-Memphis matchup.
Yeah, this is going to be one heck of a series. And again, you've got Ja Morant at the peak of his powers, an emerging star. We know the pedigree, Steph, Clay, Draymond, and also with Jordan Poole coming into the fold for Golden State. So that's the number two seed Memphis Grizzlies going up against the number three seed Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference semifinal matchup, the second one in the Western Conference. And again, that's Nick Agar-Johnson. He's a writer for No Ceilings NBA, also hashtag basketball and Nets Republic, and the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast. Nick, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what's going on over at No Ceilings, hashtag basketball, Nets Republic, and the NBA Deep Dives podcast.
Absolutely. So once again, thanks so much for having me on the show. You can find all of my work on my Twitter page at NBAJOHNSON. As you mentioned, I write for No Ceilings NBA. Now that the college season has wrapped up, a lot of the focus is obviously going to the NBA playoffs, but we over at No Ceilings are still putting out NBA draft-related content basically every day of the week. We're 6 days a week at this point putting up content on No Ceilings NBA, so definitely check us out there if you haven't yet. And I also, as you mentioned, write for hashtag basketball, and hashtag basketball hosts the NBA Deep Dives podcast, which I host with my co-host Tyler Metcalf. So both of us write for hashtag basketball, and you can find our work there. And then I also write over at Nets Republic, and the season is over for the Brooklyn Nets, unfortunately, at this point, but there's definitely still some work going up over on Nets Republic, and Nets Republic is transitioning over to coverage of the New York Liberty at this point, as well as covering NYNJ Gotham FC. So definitely if you're into either women's soccer or the WNBA, definitely be sure to check out Nets Republic as well.
You heard it from him. So one more time, Nick, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as No Ceilings NBA, hashtag basketball, Nets Republic, as well as the NBA Deep Dives podcast. And any websites that you want to let the listeners know, feel free to promote that as well.
Absolutely. So you can find me on Twitter at NBAJOHNSON. And then No Ceilings NBA is just NoCeilingsNBA.com. And then the social media accounts for No Ceilings NBA are at No Ceilings NBA. And then hashtag basketball is hashtag basketball.com. And the Twitter handle for hashtag basketball is at #TBasketball. And then Nets Republic is NetsRepublic.com and at Nets Republic on social media.
You heard it from him. He's Nick Agar Johnson. He is a writer for No Ceilings NBA, also hashtag basketball and Nets Republic, and also the co-host of the NBA Deep Dive podcast with Tyler Metcalf. So check him out. Check him out on the podcast with Tyler, as well as his articles and on his various social media platforms. Nick, again, thank you so much, my man. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, and looking forward to hopefully coming back on the show later to talk more basketball with you.
Absolutely. Thanks again, my man, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Especially Powell when the shot went up by Donovan, but quickly able to retain it and put it in for a nice little two-point shot inside.
First shot attempt, Doncic. This season, in this series, 18 per game. Doncic got the body bump and gets it to go. It rattles home. He was looking for a call. Turnover. Hernan Gomez, 2-on-1 developing. He's going to do it himself. Blocked by Doncic. Gets back defensively. Leak out. Dinwiddie. Pump fake and all alone for two.
9 times out of 10, they're going to call that.
Brunson's got 20 points to lead the Mavs. Doncic. Oh, yeah. Doncic. Finney Smith trying to quiet the crowd. He dies. Nylon on a triple. Doncic. Hesitation. Corner. Brunson. He's got it. Jalen Brunson with a ring.
Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing. FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work. Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing. FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work. Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work. Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work.
Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work.
Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. Now I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work.
Visit FindNursingSchools.com to begin your journey today.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a good day. The demand for healthcare professionals who deliver both comfort and critical care is growing.
FindNursingSchools.com connected me with an accelerated Bachelor's of Nursing degree program in my area with expanded capacity so I could complete the program in 16 months. I'm on the path to an in-demand career that offers job stability, flexible schedules, competitive pay, and the choice of where to work. Visit findnursingschools.com to begin your journey today.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
All right, that, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Nick Agar-Johnson. Check out his work. He's the co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast with Tyler Metcalf, and he's also a writer for No Ceilings, hashtag basketball, and Nets Republic, giving us the 411 on the current 2022 NBA playoff second round matchups, as well as his thoughts on the first round playoff matchups that caught his attention, as well as my attention as well. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.